Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Under the Microscope, Advanced Level. James here.
And hi, everyone.
So if you remember last episode, we talked about guns in America. I have a question for you. Do you still think we stand on the corners of the street shooting each other for fun?
I no longer think so. Thank you for your topic and all the information that you provided. So you promised that we're going to talk about how to actually go through the process of buying a gun this time.
Didn't I?
Yes, and you said it's quite complicated. So I'm wondering how difficult it is.
Okay, the difficulty of buying a gun itself isn't what's complicated. What's complicated is the fact that it's not the same everywhere in the country.
Oh, yes, of course, because you have, from state to state, you have different rules.
Exactly. So in some states, it's much more lenient, and other states, it's much more strict. In general, more rural agricultural states tend to be much more lenient on gun purchasing laws, and more urban states, coastal states like California and New York, tend to have more strict purchasing laws.
Why is that? Is it just because that people in the city tend to purchase like handguns and they're more dangerous?
Partially has to do with the culture of the guns in the two areas. Because when people in the cities, when they think of guns, they think of crime. When you talk to a person in a rural area, farmers and stuff, when they think of guns, they think of hunting and protecting their animals from foxes and other kinds of dangerous animals.
Oh, so the perception is very different.
Very different.
Mm. You said it's not very difficult to actually get a gun. So if you're like a U.S. citizen, what do you need to show to actually purchase a gun?
Well, we're going to use my state of Washington as an example because it's what I'm most familiar with. Mm-hmm. So I'm a Washington resident. I'm an American citizen. So if I want to go and buy a rifle, I can go into the store. I can show them my ID. I can then browse which I want, give them money, and walk away.
So it's just like buying a bottle of water.
They do take your ID and they're going to put it into a computer to do a quick check to make sure you don't have anything like any felonies or any serious crimes or other things that they put on your record saying that you can't own.
Oh, so if you're a U.S. citizen, no criminal record and of the legal age, like we talked about it, 18 for rifle and 21 for handguns, and then you can just buy it.
Right. Now, in some states, there is a waiting period to buy. You would give them your ID, you'll fill out a form, and then usually have to wait, usually around 3 to 5 days.
So I guess this waiting period is for them to check if you have any criminal records?
That's correct, yeah.
Oh. And then you said you go to a store to buy. What kind of store? Is it like a specialized store or just
Walmart.
You can buy guns in Walmart?
Long guns, yes. Walmart doesn't sell handguns, but Walmart does sell rifles and shotguns.
I can't look at Walmart in the same light, so there's a special section for rifles.
There's an actual special section in the store for hunting. They specialize in hunting. But you can also go to what are called sporting goods stores, which are places that sell kind of outdoor activity things. Like, they'll have fishing equipment, tents, sleeping bags, and a lot of it will be about hunting and guns. And we also have something what we call gun shows, which are basically markets, where you have these individuals selling different guns.
It's like the same idea as farmers market.
Actually, it's almost exactly the same. It's just instead of fruits and vegetables,
they sell guns.
Pick your rifle of choice.
Okay. This background check. So this is very different from state to state.
Yeah, this is where the it gets complicated because some states it's fairly lenient, some states it's more strict. And like my state, if you buy a rifle, there is no waiting period for the background check. But if you buy a handgun, there's a 5-day waiting period. In other states, it's very different. And what they check is different from state to state, too.
So it doesn't sound, in general, it doesn't sound very strict or very thorough.
It isn't, and that is something that upsets many Americans.
Exactly. So this goes into gun control.
Yes, it does.
It's always a very controversial topic. Last time we talked about it, this is the right mentioned in the Constitution. And it's very difficult to make change, to change that. And you said it's a divisive issue in America.
That's right. It's really hard to change because the Constitution makes it so banning the guns is near impossible. So what most politicians do that are for gun control is they try to pass measures that will change the waiting period or change the background checks, or even restrict certain types of guns that are more dangerous or more likely to be used in shootings.
So they can only tweak the details of the regulation.
Yes, but these politicians who fight for these changes are fought tooth and nail by the opposite party.
Those would be the big gun groups, the gun lobbies.
Yes. Well, the gun, it would be other politicians, but those politicians are backed by the gun lobbies.
Lobby, L-O-B-B-Y, 这个是一个政治性的用语，叫说客。So lobbyist, lobby is a group, lobbyists are people.
Are the people, yeah.
Yeah. So NRA, is it?
Yeah, NRA, the National Rifle Association. This is the largest, most powerful gun lobby in America. Well, they say they represent the gun owners, but it's closer to they represent the gun makers. And so they have a lot of money, and then they influence the policymakers in Washington, D.C. to fight any kind of gun control laws.
I have a question, though. Why do some Americans feel so strongly about the right to own a gun?Is it just because it's in the Constitution?
Well, Americans would say they use the Constitution as the reason, but for most Americans, they equate it to a freedom that they have. And so they think if you limit their access to guns, you're taking away one of their freedoms.
I guess that's understandable.Politicians, you said they're not really going very strongly against guns. Is that because that's going to tank their political career?
That's one of the biggest reasons why. Yes, it can be political suicide.
Oh, as bad as that?
Yeah, because the opposing party can use your anti-gun stance as ammunition to win elections.
So better leave it as status quo, essentially. Now let's come to a rather heavy topic.Which is the shootings. This is one of the things, as someone who doesn't live in the United States, a lot of what you read about guns in the United States is these mass shooting.
Yes, sadly, they happen in America, and they are multiple times a year occurrence. Well, I'm not entirely sure if they are actually more frequent or they just seem more frequent because of media coverage, and I don't know which one's which.But the fact that they happen is bad altogether.
Those were the mass shootings. What about just in general gun murders? Are they as prevalent as what TV shows would show?
In some areas of the country, they are fairly prevalent. But gun murders usually most likely to occur in places that are already high in gang activity or drug crimes.
So it's already very high crime rate.
Usually. So in a lot of places, like in big cities, when people get shot and murdered, it doesn't always make the news or it doesn't make big news. Because if it happens in an area that crime is already high, then it's just kind of an everyday occurrence. If someone's shot in like a middle class neighborhood where crime is low, then that would make news.
I see. So gun owners, do they actually carry guns with them?
Some do, some don't.
I guess this is a massive topic. Obviously, it's also a very sensitive topic. I don't think we should go any further. But there's certainly a lot to think about. It's not just so black and white. Like before today, I thought it was more like a black and white. They're bad. Why don't we just ban it? But based on what we were talking about, it's really, there's a large gray area.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of gray, like many things.
Okay. On that note, let's wrap up today. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you all for listening.